That's one thing you would like to talk about.
Actually not. I just had a picture in my head of a video. Just me sitting there.
In front of the pyramids.
In front of the pyramids. For 1.5 hours.
Could be something.
Yeah, actually, I heard someone saying it was talking about the setup of the meetings, and he compared it to the setup in other meetings where people were guided to look within or to fall into silence. Or something like that. Yeah. And of course, there's no one who chooses to do the meetings like this, or to do them in another way, or to speak in that way, or to speak in another way. But to me, to have a setup like this. Just very impersonal, and that's how it is. That's somehow an important part. Not important, but that's really part of the message. It's a very impersonal message, and there's nothing wrong about it to have a different setup. But it appears to be if there are two people sitting to each other and having this conversation, and one guy apparently leading another person to something called silence or peace or oneness or this. The whole setup appears to be a very personal thing. And
it seems to me that there is the realization that that a human being or a person can have of this impersonal reality.
Something like this. It's the whole setup. Well, of course, as I said before, this isn't wrong, or I wouldn't say this is something which shouldn't be, but here it would be somehow impossible to do it like this. Because it contradicts the whole message somehow. This. Already this leading someone to this. Which for this point of view or for this kind of meeting is totally impossible to someone need this. Even if it's apparently the method of asking oneself, is there anybody?
And you wouldn't say it's just the leading out of the artificial reality of the me.
Maybe
to oneness, impersonal oneness.
well, just for the picture, just for how it seems to be, this is impossible. Of course, this can happen. The falling away from this me energy, from this feeling separate, can vanish any time. There is not a therefore there hasn't to be a certain setup. So it can also happen in this setup. There's nothing.
So do you have the feeling that, or do you think that you reach the people better, or that this happening of falling away is facilitated in a better way, or in the that there is that the setup of the oneness talk is a easier setup for the me to fall away than if there is a person, a parent person being talked to and being led into this? Or doesn't it make any difference?
I don't know. I don't think it makes any difference. Because one could say that here there is no agenda. There's not. This is not a happening in order to make this happen. In order to make me falling away somehow. I mean, there is no separation, and there is no me seen. It's just like this. And on the other hand, there is a resonance in the room when the meeting takes place. There's a resonance which is totally impersonal. It has nothing to do with here, and it has nothing to do with there. But it seems that within this resonance there can be a taste of, there is something like a taste of this, of just being. But it's not the case that here is a leading someone to there.
Not even by talking about oneness, or by being present and talking and creating this atmosphere by speaking the words. Or by reminding somehow that there is nobody.
Yeah, but there's really no one doing this. But to some extent, one could really say that this kind of message seems to have a certain power, which in a way seems to make it happen. But on the other hand, to create a religion out of this, or that it has to happen when hearing these words, or it totally has nothing to do with this. Because there is nobody. No one could choose to come here or not to come here, or has to come here for this to happen, or has even to hear this message for this apparent happening to happen.
But the intention of the meetings is the same. It's also to help people to get out of the artificial reality into this.
I don't know. I would say there is no intention about this. It seems, but also this, I don't actually know. It's not important. But that's what it seems like in those kind of personal meetings. That someone should be helped or should be getting out of this artificial reality.
That's probably also why people come to the meetings, no?
Yeah, probably. Because they think that it's a personal thing. They think coming out of this artificial reality is happening to them. Of course, because they think it's a personal thing, which they can reach to some extent, which they can have, that they can be without an artificial reality. Yeah. Actually, the coming to the meetings happens by itself. It's oneness happening. But they think that they come for a certain reason. They think that they decided to come because they want to get this. Yeah.
Hmm.
But mostly this is what is thought. Enlightenment as a personal experience. And mostly in this kind of meetings, there are just talk from two perspectives in some way, because just only what's said here only comes from this perspective of oneness. And that's where those two can't meet in a way. Most of the questions, or the questions mostly, come out of this energy of separation. But for this which feels separate, there is just no answer. To those questions, there is no answer.
And there's no desire to reach, to reach this, or to, I don't know how to explain.
No, it could only end up in compromising. In compromising which here at least doesn't feel good anymore. It gets really, all of a sudden you start talking things which are somehow misleading, which become strange, which sound true but aren't true, which...
But isn't it the case with all words, that they sound true but aren't true? Or are there some words that sound true and are actually true?
Of course, words are just words. That's clear. That's clear. Yeah.
But some are truer than others.
I wouldn't say truer, but seem to be more clear. Yeah. Of course, this clearance has no meaning. It's not. It's just what happens. To be not clear is not a bad thing. Or it's also oneness. It's not the point. But there's no point about being clear. But it can also happen. There's nothing wrong with it also. But it seems to confuse people more.
The clarity.
No.
Unclarity.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeps them spinning in a wheel. Of course there's no one. Of course this is oneness. There's nothing wrong about it.
Yeah, there seems to be a big desire to have a path, or to have some kind of guidance how to reach to oneness.
Of course.
Yeah. Because otherwise it's very frustrating to be told that okay, here oneness is realized and it's totally clear that there is only oneness, but you can't realize it because you live in a separate reality, but you also can't get out of it, so have fun. Or don't.
Yeah. But here, funny, in a strange way, here is notice, without even making there a religion out of, that often in this hopelessness, in this total hopelessness, something can happen. Not that it's forced to this. There doesn't have to be hopelessness. It's not something that has to be. But it can happen that in this hopelessness, a real big relaxation can happen. Because, yes, that's how it is. For this me, for this energy of being someone, for this I, it's really hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
I will not experience this. That's the contradiction. Yes.
But it can be experienced by no one. Can
okay.
It?
Everyone I say it like this.
So oneness can experience itself.
Yeah, I don't like this sentence very much, but maybe one could say like this. One is not an experience. Oneness is not even a thing we're talking about this, what's happening right now. That's oneness.
Hmm.
So to make this a goal is already funny. If there is me, then there is separation from this, apparently. If there is no me, there is only this.
Yeah, but the separation of this feels unfulfilling.
Mm. Yeah.
So of course there is a search how to get to the fulfillment.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. And it seems, well, that's a story of course, but it seems as if the search for enlightenment is the last thing for which this I is looking for.
The last thing.
Well, not the last thing. It's
the least interesting.
No, the most interesting.
The most interesting. Like the highest.
The highest, something like this. But it's also the less reachable. It's easy to make money, at least for some people. It's easy to have lots of sex or power or something like this. But the search for enlightenment, maybe we could say it's in fashion these days. The search for spiritual fulfillment or enlightenment. Something like a fashion.
And would you say that the search for enlightenment comes only after all the other searches?
No, actually not. It seems to happen like this a lot, but there's no... Also there's no... It has to be like this.
Mm.
But, yeah. It's a story again. But it seems like this happens there, and this doesn't get anything. And one could say that all the spiritual thing comes up in this rich society in some way. I don't know about that. It's a story. It doesn't matter. Well, again, this apparent falling away of the me has nothing to do with searching at all. It's not that any searching leads to this. Any search is just what's happening. It's just oneness appearing as searching. Not because it's leading to something. It's just oneness which appears as an apparent searcher and the searching seeker. Searcher, the searcher, seeker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with seeking also, but it doesn't lead to anywhere. It doesn't lead anywhere. Because it's just oneness seeking.
But then oneness is disguising to you.
Disguising?
Verkleiden.
Yeah. One could say one... it's disguising itself by already being.
Yeah, but also in the search, it looks like that, okay, somebody feels unfulfilled, then he goes to a certain therapy or to spiritual teachers or to whatever, and then step by step they become more quiet and maybe more centered and they feel more happy. So they think, or it's obvious actually to think, okay, by searching and by finding certain answers and by having emotional processes, maybe some energetic processes, the me changes and feels better and lives a happier life.
Yeah.
But you would say this is complete just like not a real thing, but it only looks like it is like this.
It only looks like this anyway. But yeah, in a way, yeah. It's happening to no one. There is no one doing this. And there is no one on a path to somewhere. There's only what's happening. And apparently me has the story about itself being in this life, and this is happening to me, and I'm living, I'm doing this, and which for this feels absolutely real. There's no other possibility for this I to have a different impression. It just is like this. And also there's nothing bad about it. It's just how it is. It's one is appearing as an I experience his or her life in this way. Yeah. But you know, we talked about it already. There's lots of people being on this path for years. And a lot of those people tell that so much has changed for them. But somehow they act and behave in as people do. Not wrong, not right, not better.
And some people also have been on no path, just leading a normal life for 30 ways, and also so much has changed for them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course people do change. Hardly as much as they think.
And enlightenment or the realization of oneness or liberation or whatever what one could call it, it also doesn't change the patterns of the apparent.
No. Because there never has been anyone. There never was anyone who does his or her life. So now there's also no one. Oh, when there is no one, there never was anyone. But when there is no one, this goes on. This goes on functioning.
But it feels more fulfilled for no one. Or it feels fulfilled in contrast to this being a seeker. And
there is fulfillment, yeah. The seeking energy somehow isn't there anymore. Actually, a slightly little change. Not a big thing. Which, of course, only apparently happens. It's not real also. Nothing's real. It's real and also real and unreal. Liberation is all.
And this change happens only to the person.
Which change?
The subtle change of this shift of being not fulfilled and then being fulfilled. It only happens in the story of the person, or not?
Actually, the story of the person ends at that point. This is how we talk, but it's not like this. That there is a person not fulfilled and then you have a person fulfilled. Though for other persons it may seem like this, because they only experience the world as objects and of course experience there's someone being a person if they see just a body walking around and doing things. They think, ah, there must be someone.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really...
So when you walk around, you have the feeling you're always already there. And just the body's getting
so... I'm already there. Wherever I am. I'm already there. But you see, there are so many words spoken, but no word really can really describe it. It's really impossible to imagine.
Yeah.
Although, on the one hand, it's so not imaginable. On the other hand, the change is so little somehow. It's not a. Really not a big thing.
Mm-hmm.